You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by HomeWatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and their loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
News Talk 1360 WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with your host, Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. And now, Caring Connections.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on 1360 WCHL. Today we will be discussing the best-kept secret in long-term care, adult daycare. Joining us today is Paul Cleaver, Executive Director of Charles House. He brings a personal commitment to services for people with aging issues, along with experience and administrative skills honed in his previous positions. Paul holds a master's degree in hospital administration from the University of Minnesota and a bachelor's of social work from the University of Kansas. He began his career with a focus on elder care and aging services as a social worker and activities director in long-term care facilities in the Midwest. Paul gained experience as an administrator leading the development of geriatric services for a hospital system in Colorado, notably heading up the establishment of an adult day service similar to the Charles House program. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Nicole.
Well, I have a personal love for adult daycare. I also used to be a director of an adult daycare program, so I do know it is the best-kept secret in long-term care, and I'm very excited about spreading this knowledge out to the community today. So, let's start off with, what is an adult daycare center?
Adult daycare centers are community settings that provide basically two primary missions. One, they provide individuals with needed care, socialization, and supervision in a community setting. But they're also serving the primary caregivers in a family, providing them with respite from the demanding responsibilities of caregiving. In our country, there are about 4,600 day centers, and at any one time serving over 250,000 people.
We need more.
We do.
One of the things that you listed in your top 10 things that people don't know about this topic, but probably should, is that adult day services are affordable and cost-effective options for caregiving and long-term care. And the reality is that it is. I think it's probably the most affordable option in long-term care.
Well, if we look at costs nationwide and adult day services programs being anywhere from $30 a day to $150 a day, that even whatever that range may be in a community is probably close to half the cost of people bringing in workers into their home or buying institutional care. And getting a level of service that is not matched in many other settings.
And you mentioned a pretty big price range there between $30 and $150 or so dollars. Mm-hmm. So that means to me to ask you a pretty important question. Are there different types of day centers?
Well, there are. Day centers can be called adult daycare, mm-hmm. adult daycare centers. They can be adult day health,
yep.
Adult day services. Charles House, we refer to ourselves as a daytime elder care center. In North Carolina, we have two types. We call they're sometimes called the social model, mm-hmm. which in North Carolina is what would be called adult day programs, and the medical model, which would be called adult day health.
Okay. So what are the difference between adult daycare centers, medical model, and social models?
So there isn't a lot of difference between the two. The medical model in North Carolina requires some nursing care, up to 4 hours a day of some nurse level of nursing care. So mm-hmm. there are certain kinds of healthcare services that can be provided in the medical model or the adult day health programs that aren't in the day programs. But other than that, the programs are pretty much identical.
And your program is a?
We're an adult day program.
Is it more of a social or medical model?
It'd be called a social model.
More, okay. Mm-hmm. Does Orange County have any medical model adult day programs?
Yes, there's one in Hillsborough.
Okay. So I guess the next question that I have for you is, who's typically served by the adult day service programs? Who's your typical participant or guest?
So most most adult day programs are focused on elders.
Okay.
At Charles House, for instance, we will serve people, the population we're serving are in their 50s all the way to 100.
Okay.
And a lot of the folks that are served are people with memory loss, Alzheimer's, other forms of dementia, such as Lewy body or vascular dementia. And then there are folks without dementia who are in programs as well, people with Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis, people who've had strokes or other cerebral incidences, and others who just have general frailty, that sort of thing. There are programs that also serve specific populations, such as programs that might serve people with developmental disabilities.
Okay. So they tend to be separate, different
yes.
programs. Okay. So one of the other things that you mentioned on your top 10 list, which I personally experienced when I managed an adult day program, was that it provides much needed respite for that family caregiver. I know that families, when they happen upon us, because of course it is the best kept secret, it's hard to know what to look for, and then they'd start bringing their loved one to the center, they would say this has saved their lives. I mean, it mm-hmm. saved their personal lives, it saved their family relationships, it saved them from having to place their loved one sometimes if that wasn't necessarily the option that had to happen. Have you had the similar experience at your center?
Absolutely. The most common comment from families after their family member has gotten engaged mm-hmm. at Charles House is, why did we wait so long? People are always trying to find the right time
for everything
to start to look at what services they might need for support and so forth. But once they find out what a great situation it is for their family member, how much respite they're getting, and how much support they're getting from being part of an adult day program like Charles House, they can see it on the other side. Why did they wait so long?
So that leads me into my next point. When is the right time? How do I know this could be an option for me or my loved one?
There are a couple things to look for in yourself, which is if you're starting to experience stress or strain mm-hmm. in your relationship because of caregiving, that you're starting to need help with caregiving, that you start to be worried about your family member being alone. Those kinds of things. Those are things to notice in yourself. When you're looking at your family member and you start to see the effects of social isolation from not being around other people, sometimes it's if there are cognitive issues involved, sometimes that will be triggered. You'll know it's the right time when they have less interest in the newspaper or reading or television, and they're turning to you to manage more of their day and their entertainment.
So this is typically, you know, probably a person who is a little bit more frail than your typical person who would go to a senior center, but not quite ready to move to, say, an assisted living, sort of that in-between stage.
Often, except it does include people who would be eligible for assisted living or nursing homes as well. Indeed, when people start to have difficulty in settings like senior centers, because they need to be fairly self-reliant. That's right, and have what is called executive function, mm-hmm. that's when the support from a day program can be very helpful.
Okay, hold that thought. We are going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Paul Cleaver, Executive Director of Charles House, talking about adult daycare, the best-kept secret in long-term care, on 1360 WCHL, and we'll be right back.
Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Paul Cleaver, Executive Director of Charles House, talking about adult daycare on 1360 WCHL. And I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Okay, so we were just getting into some of the specifics about adult daycare programs. And I know that this is something, you know, when you try to bring in any new idea into anyone's life, really, but particularly an older adult's life, how do you help that person accept the idea of not being at home all day now and having to go to a place in a congregate setting where you're with other people mm-hmm. who have similar issues?
Right. The, you know, adult day services is really an anomaly. We don't have a paradigm for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we have children, we know that by the time they're five, we're getting them ready to go to school, and everybody knows what that is.
Right.
But when you're a caregiving family, you're not sure what path you're on. Am I getting ready for my family member to end up going to a nursing home someday, or what are my choices? How do I, you know, how much do I have to do by myself, and when do I bring in other help? And adult day services is just not something that we're that familiar with.
Okay.
And so when families find it, they really have found something special. As you say, the best kept secret is because it's not very well known.
Mm-hmm.
as such a strong alternative in long-term care services. There are several things when we're trying to help someone become accustomed to Charles House or daytime participation in a day program. One, it's important for families to know that there is a period of adjustment to anticipate, that feelings of resistance, sometimes even anger, are not uncommon as first-time responses. You know, for folks who are starting to really depend upon a routine to know their place in the world,
right.
A change in the routine, any change
it's
in the routine
deal.
Can be a big deal. And so it takes, the right kind of finesse to introduce the idea, to introduce the specific place, and to have the fortitude, if you will, as a family member to persevere through that period of adjustment. Often families will say on the very first day that their family member stays for the first time, they'll say, it feels like leaving my kid off at school
yes,
for the first time.
It is.
And while it's very different than school, but that feeling of a caregiver, someone being responsible, accepting the participation of someone else in that job and in those responsibilities and in that love is what they're adjusting to as well. So there's an adjustment period both for the participant and for the family.
I remember families calling every 15-20 minutes mm-hmm. on that first day mm-hmm. sometimes, just making sure everything was okay.
That's right.
And that's normal.
That is normal. It's
yeah.
their job to make sure everything yeah. is okay. And usually at Charles House anyway, within a couple visits, both the family members is pretty comfortable, has adjusted and knows that it's a safe place, that they're welcomed and wanted, and the family caregiver has also learned pretty quickly that it's a place to be trusted.
Some of the support groups in the area that I currently facilitate, some of the issues that family caregivers bring up, you know, how can I even convince mom to go and do mm-hmm. XYZ to begin with? Just that,
right.
to do it the first time. And I think, and one of the mm-hmm. tactics I often talk about is, you know, this is an option where the person still gets to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can really get to that person on that level and say, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't come here, it's really difficult. I'm faced with a decision. I can't be home all day. This has gotten to the point where things are unsafe. And just having that very real conversation, it's the best of both worlds. You're out in the day. And I remember finding the participants really created great friendships with the staff and with each other, and they ended up looking forward to it. But it's just getting over that initial hurdle.
That initial hump. Let me tell you how we do it at Charles House. When we meet with the family caregiver, we arrange for a time when they bring their person to the day program for
okay.
the first time. And it's a short visit. It's a 30 or 40 minute visit. And it's where the caregiver will say to their family member, I know about this place, or I've heard about this place, or we've been invited to have coffee mm-hmm. with this group of people who live at home and get together during the day. And I would like you to come with me. I'd like you to join me. I'm going to go see this place. So that's not about that person.
It's inclusive.
It's inclusive. That at this point, it's not about that person having to do anything except accept an invitation. And then while they're at Charles House, we invite that person to come back on a day when they can stay and join us for lunch.
Okay.
And then the family member is put in a position, the caregiver is put in a position to encourage their family member to follow through on their social skills, which are pretty much intact,
mm-hmm.
which is to help them understand that that they were welcomed, that the people really enjoyed meeting them and they invited you back. They really want you to come back. And it would just be rude if you didn't go back and at least this once to accept their invitation.
Right, right.
And so we also say to families, we just do it one day at a time.
Yep.
So they get an invitation to come back. All they're doing is accepting an invitation for that one day until they have come through that a period of adjustment and they know that it's a place that they want to be.
I can imagine it would be particularly scary for a person with Alzheimer's disease or a memory loss to make that transition. What should a family member know?
Well, that's when someone is suffering from cognitive impairments such as Alzheimer's and other dementias. And as we've said, any change in routine is a difficult thing. The thing to know is as we're taking those first steps into enrollment at Charles House or a day program is to know that the staff are very trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Follow their lead. They've been through this with others, and they can help in that process. To know that your family member is going to go to a place where they're going to find a lot of success. They're not going into a social situation where they're going to not know what to say.
Be embarrassed.
Yeah. Exactly. And so that happens pretty quickly, and folks get to feel pretty comfortable and safe in that circumstance. It's not bad for family members to ask their doctors about participant in day programs and what their sense of it as well. And then to have that ongoing conversation between the family caregiver and the staff at the program.
So the adjustment period with a person with an Alzheimer's or dementia is probably a little longer.
Yes, it is usually a little longer.
And I would also suspect, if in my experience at least, the more days a week a person goes, the better the transition goes.
That's right. Depending on a person with short-term memory loss, how severe their short-term memory loss, if you go to a program once a week, every day is your first day.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yes.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm here today with Paul Cleaver, Executive Director of Charles House, talking about adult daycare, the best-kept secret in long-term care on 1360 WCHL, and we'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Paul Cleaver talking about adult daycare on 1360 WCHL, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Right before we left, Paul, we were talking a little bit about making a routine, and we were talking specifically about a number of days attending for a person with an Alzheimer's or dementia diagnosis, but really anybody, what's an ideal number of days?
Well, the ideal number really depends on the family and
yeah.
the person. Often folks will start out maybe a half a day a week or 2 days a week or something, and as they become more familiar and comfortable, and as their family caregivers start to depend on the services of Charles House as well, they often will grow in the number of days that they'll participate.
I bet they wish you're open at night.
Sometimes. Nights, and we've started being open on some Saturdays too to provide weekend respite as well.
Yeah.
The number of days usually grow over time. We do have people who will use the day program full-time.
Okay.
I mean, they're working full-time. They're dropping mom off at 7:30, 7:45, mm-hmm. getting to work and picking her up between, 5 and 5:30. So it provides that level of support for full-time working people. And for family caregivers who are spouses or other such situations, that, a few days a week, two, three, four times a week is a good alternative.
I would love for the listening audience to really get a true sense of how this program and how an adult day program could really help them in their mm-hmm. particular situation. Could you share something with mm-hmm. us?
Sure. I'll think of one family that comes to mind, and they were a dedicated family, as all of the families that come to Charles House are, that the wife's, both of the wife's parents were at home being cared for by the wife and her husband,
okay.
who was, and the wife was working full time and the husband was taking care of his in-laws. And when they came to Charles' house, the father in that family had progressed quite a ways to, you know, in dementia.
Okay.
And they were having a lot of strife, difficulty in the house. They said they had stopped having people come to visit the house. You know, they've stopped
isolated.
Having... Yes. Mm-hmm. And everybody was becoming isolated
yeah.
because of that. And they said it wasn't but a few weeks after their family member had been at Charles' house that that he was he had become so much less withdrawn that they had started inviting people to the house, and he was the one who would answer the door and welcome them in. And
got his sense of confidence back.
Absolutely. And the distance and the balancing that happened in that family through, including Charles' house and their caregiving routines, lessened the stress throughout the household. And really improved everybody's lives.
That made a big difference for that family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you make a big difference every day.
It feels like that.
It's a great job to be able to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you provided for us some resources that will help us better understand adult daycare and just some great things for us to look at. And I'd love for you to highlight a couple of those, and we will have all the resources he talks about on mm-hmm. chapelborough.com on the website today after today's show.
For folks who are looking to learn more about adult day services, particularly in North Carolina, there's an association, the North Carolina Adult Day Services Association, which would provide information about adult day programs throughout our state. There's also a national association, very much the same. There's a resource that I'd like to highlight, which is a book, actually, that was written from the people who started and run a program in Louisville, Kentucky, very similar to Charles' house.
Okay.
And out of that experience of working with family caregivers, they wrote a book called A Dignified Life, The Best Friend's Approach to Alzheimer's Care. It's actually a guide for family caregivers.
Okay.
And it's a very positive, upbeat look at families who need some assistance and support and a guidebook.
Perfect. Well, thank you for joining Paul Cleaver and I as we examine adult day programs on 1360 WCHL. And as always, you may email your caregiving issues to caring@1360wchl.com. Thanks for joining us today.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as for those people afflicted with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers and can be heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. Email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of News Talk 1360 WCHL.